94 and a halfway home.
I see it. Push this flashing red light here, and I believe we have special guests on the line now, and playing tonight, opening the show for Chevelle. Please give a warm welcome to Fair to Midland. Yay! Are you there?
It's Cliff.
Oh, Cliff, right on guitars for the band.
Right.
And all you guys are traveling still? You're almost into town, right?
Yeah.
Definitely one of the bands you want to check out tonight. Get down there early now before the show with Chevelle. It must be nice being on the road with Chevelle.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome, dude. All the guys are really cool. Nothing else you can ask for that, man, to have a cool band to be able to tour with.
They've got a great CD right now, too.
Oh, yeah.
I just hope they're not too upset with us because Carla brought up the J name in her interview. So,
oh, wow.
They all, well, you know, we know now. We know now. you can hear that online at rock945.com. You guys call Texas your home, or are you from the southeast?
Yeah. We're from a small town called Silver Springs. It's a dairy town. It's about an hour northeast of Dallas. But we live in Texas, so yeah.
So that would be the Midland part of your name. Where's Fair?
Well, it's funny. There's two towns in Texas, Fair and Midland. So people think it's some kind of, you know, thing about the trip from there to there or something. But it's really just a saying that older people use down there to say how you're doing. Somebody says, how are you doing? You just say Fair to Midland. It means you're doing all right.
Yeah, which sounds a lot better than I'm in the Piney Woods.
Yeah.
I'm from that little town north of Armadillo called Dumbass. That was my favorite town when I was coming through there. Spent some time in Dumas. Well, welcome to Spokane tonight. It's going to be a good show with Chevelle. And, hey, congratulations to you guys. This CD really taking off for you.
Yeah, no, it's getting good reviews and everything. I'm happy about that because, you know, it's a little bit different than everything else. I didn't really know what to expect.
Well, how long were you together before this one took off on you?
Well, the singer and I have been together for about 9 years. The rest of the band formed probably about 4 or 5 years ago.
And then I guess hooking up with Serge Tankian helped a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That was the best thing to ever happen. It was funny. We even said that before we even met with him, like, people had asked us on interviews who's the one person you would want to meet in this business that you think would understand you. And we said Serge Tankian. It was just so funny. And he was just randomly at the show where he saw it. You know,
really? That wasn't that set up? He just showed up, huh?
Yeah. Crazy.
So then what happened? Did he come backstage and hook up with you after the show, or did his people get in touch with yours?
He came back and hung out with us and met up with us and everything, which was awkward for us. You know, we'd never been, I don't really get starstruck, but that was kind of probably my only starstruck moment, you know. It was like, wow, you know.
Right then, did he say, I want to sign you guys to my label, or did that come later?
Yeah, it was actually 2 days after that. He said he really liked the show and he wanted to see us again, which, you know, any label would do most of the time when they see you for the first time.
Right.
So he saw us there, and then he saw us there at the Roxy Theater in L.A., and then he saw us again at the Malibu Inn in Malibu. And it was after that show that we sat down and probably talked for like 45 minutes at the end of the conversation.
End of story. Ka-chow. Rock 94 and a half with Fair to Midland, the song that kind of started out on our airways anyway. I want to ask you about this one. The Dance of the Manatee on Rock 94 and a half, way home.
Take a little dive into the shallow spout deep. I see the tortoise in there in a rat race. And if it's like a glove under my sleeve, just went to them. Their heads are the heaviest in operation. It's still not a lost imagination. You can hear them out the whole ending, just went to them. Whether he or she put your mouth where your money is, or the birds of a feather that clever. If I knew I'd keep locked, that's a given. Just wait till then. Their heads cast shadows like skyscrapers. Still small enough to fit up their asses. To put it all into perspective, with definition.
people. God, did you see? God, did you like on my open arms of a tree? God, did you see? God, did you see? God, did you like on my open arms of a tree?
Listen to freedom guarantees while you're rolling up your sleeves, beating on your chest. But we can keep it in a jar when it's coming cats and dogs for dinner.
Drawn and Quartered. So the Dance of the Manatee, Rock 94 and a half. Way home, we're on the phone with Fair to Midland, opening the show tonight for Chevelle and Spokane's Best Rock. You guys had nothing to do with Conan O'Brien and the Dirty Horny Manatee website on that one, huh?
That has nothing to do with us.
Oops. Oh, man, good. Manatee songs are just hard to find anymore. I think that's what's going on here. I might be confused.
No, not that I know of. If you did, I've never heard it.
We'll look into that. Sorry, I might be terribly mistaken. Too much late-night web surfing.
It's just about the modern-day man, what everybody thinks the modern-day man is.
Okay, okay. Yeah. That's definitely not sex acts with a manatee, then.
No.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your new CD, because I got a track here I want to play.
It's called Fables from a Mayfly, What I Tell You Three Times is True.
Wow, that's a long one. And you worked with the Tools producer on this?
Yeah, David Boxley.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That must have been quite an experience for you.
Oh, it was awesome. He really opened us up to, working with each other and everything, you know.
Was he a hands-on producer? This is the way it should sound? Or did he kind of take what you had already done and just, perfect, polish it a little bit?
Yeah, pretty much. Because a few of these songs we had already had and previously recorded on, kind of an indie album. Mm-hmm. And didn't really have the budget to make a full-length album with this good of sound, you know.
Right.
We used some of those and he just polished everything up. And some of the other songs, he helped us along in the process to get to a finished product. So
great.
He was really, really committed to his trade.
The track I've got here from you is called Tall Tales Taste Like Sour Grapes.
Tall Tales Taste Like Sour Grapes.
Sour Grapes, there you go.
Yep.
And
yep.
We'll roll that tonight as we get people on down to the show with Rock 94 and a Halfway Home. Tell us about the show for those who haven't seen you before, which includes me. What do you guys like to do up there on stage?
It's just... We like to have a good time, and there's a lot of energy in the show. We hear, that people say they like our energy or whatever, but I really don't know what to say. It's just, we hope people like it,
It's just raw energy, straightforward rock and roll.
Yep.
And it's tonight at the Big Easy, Chevelle with Fair to Midland. Check this one out. Let us know what you think with Rock 94 and a Halfway Home.
Tell me, tell me a story.
see why Serge likes you guys, really. Tall Tales taste like sour grapes. New from Fair to Midland. You're catching it first on Rock 94 and a half. Way home. Sounds real good, guys. Look forward to the show tonight. Have a good time opening up for Chevelle. Just one more question. What are you going to be doing after the tour with Chevelle?
Say that again.
When you're done?
Chevelle. We get done with them on at the end of October. They keep going, but we kind of branch off for a little bit because we're going to go out to do a couple shows in the UK with Serge.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, you think System will take you on the road with him?
Yeah, he's taking us to a few shows out there.
Wow, that would be wild. That will be a wild time for you.
Yeah, man.
And continued success on the new CD, too.
Yeah, hope so, man.
Well, thank you very much for hooking up with us today. We've got the band Fair to Midland on the line. Go see him tonight. Open it up for Chevelle, then come on back by. Do some more headlining stuff for us, okay?
All right, thank you.
Live professional boxing returns to the House of Fury Friday, October 12th at 7 p.m.